Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm doing a Saturday reset tomorrow.
Okay.
Sort my cupboard out, get my leggings on, tie my hair up, blast out Whitney and proper do house. Top to bottom. What? Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our Gene Divas.
You okay?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Excellent.
You would like to start this episode by addressing a certain royal issue?
I would just like to say I have never in my relatively short life seen the hysteria that is going... And as it was a point made in the Story of Our Times podcast recently, that sort of sane, normal people who normally do not believe conspiracy theories, who are rational human beings, are accepting and going along with all the bizarre stuff that you see on Twitter. And of course, everybody is an expert. And at the end of the day, she's having an operation.
Who?
The Princess of Wales, just for anyone that doesn't know who I'm talking about. She's having an operation. It was announced that she would be back after Easter, which is only a couple of weeks away.
Yep.
She's entitled to time off for a medical operation, as all of us are. Just let it be.
I agree.
And I think it's testament to how much we as a nation, but also the world, rely on our royal family to be strong and stable and ever-present when potentially politics is anything but at the moment. And so we are looking to our royal family to be that sort of unifying force that we can all get behind. Obviously, the king has his own medical issues, which are, of course, very sad. Princess of Wales has hers. She has chosen not to talk about them. That is her choice. It's very unusual that the king did come out with, obviously, the prostate thing and then the cancer thing. Again, his choice. Actually, Charles and Camilla have always been more direct with health. There is no sort of protocol behind whether you have to talk about it or not. But just everybody, calm down. And it's also that in reality, it's never as exciting as Twitter makes it sound.
Mm. And that's Photoshopped photo. That happens all the time. People Photoshop photos.
We're all human beings.
Our photos of us on the logo are Photoshopped.
It's not even your head.
I know. On the book, it's Photoshopped. People do it because one picture looks nice and then the other one looks nice. They like put it together like a jigsaw piece.
Yeah, we should say, for those that didn't come to the book tour and didn't know, that Jordan's body and Jordan's head on our book cover, Jordan didn't realise this until the book tour, are two different images.
Yes, I didn't know.
There'll be a kill notice out about you next.
It happens all the time on advertising boards. People have thought, like, it's yes. Photoshopped. Like, people do it. I agree with you there. And I just, yeah.
And also, they rushed out that image, clearly, because there was this hysteria. Where is she? Where is she? How dare she have time off to recover from a severe operation? Tweaked it a bit, human nature, but rushed it out. Didn't have the usual sort of consideration and planning that there may be. So they respond to the sort of the hysteria, and then people don't like it because they've responded, even though they wanted them to respond. They can't win.
You can't win. Anyway, don't worry. But I agree, we need to be careful. There's so many conspiracy theories about at the moment. Also, I'd like to start this episode by apologising to the people of Bradford. I've had lots of DMs regarding Tuesday's episode about the famous person from Bradford.
The infamous person from Bradford.
Many people have DM'd me, including G. Alexandra, who says, "Hi, Jordan, love the podcast. Just dropping you a message after the most recent episode where you and William had the pleasure of discussing my hometown, Bradford. Although we're famous for that person, I thought I'd educate you both on the celebrities we're more proud of, such as Johnny Bairstow."
Very famous.
Cricketer, yeah. Yeah, okay. Dynamo, of course.
Oh,
the
yes.
The magician walked on water.
Piff Paff Puff.
The Bronte sisters.
Yes.
What did they sing?
They didn't. Oh, Jesus. I just quit whilst you're ahead with Bradford.
Were they not singing?
They're orphans.
Didn't they do Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves?
I think that's the point of Sisters.
Oh, is it? I've got...
The Bronte sisters were very much the 18th century version.
Oh, were they writers?
Mm.
David Hockney.
Artist.
Yep. Billy Pearce, if you know, you know. William may have had the pleasure of seeing him when he was in Alhambra.
The Alhambra Theatre?
Yeah.
Well, not unless he was in the Wicked touring production.
And, of course, Zayn Malik.
Ah, What Makes You Beautiful?
The latter, which G says that I shared with a maths teacher. So,
gosh.
Couple of things to clear up there. Should we crash on with the episode?
Well, there's nothing else going on in my life this weekend other than celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is it Paddy's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
What day? 17th?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
They'll be turning the river green in Chicago.
Like every British person, I'll be celebrating Paddy's Day and pretending that I've got someone in my family that's a bit Irish.
You've not got a bit of Irish in you?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hello, Connell.
Connell?
It's the first Irish thing I could think
of.
Oh,
okay, fine. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, that's what I'll do. Oh, I'm going to have a Guinness and watch Normal People.
Right.
And I'll feel really Irish.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
The thing is, Marion, you can fucking love you, that thing, Marion. Connell, stop mumbling. It's a great thing.
I'm going to listen to Bewitched back-to-back hits. That's what I'm going to do.
Are you actually?
Yes, Ellie.
Oh, God.
And all their others. I had any other hits, actually.
Okay.
I think it was just that one.
Some people say I look like me dad. Ah, balls. I'm doing Celebrity Big Brother on Sunday. Not oh, that's a balls, but... I just want to... I'll get a Guinness.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing the Guinness joke on tour? Talking of sort of Irish drinks?
Still not decided yet.
Okay.
It's a very, very rude joke.
Do you think the G and Divas would like it?
I think the G and Divas will like it, but don't forget I've got lots of family coming to some of the shows.
Maybe do it on the shows where the family aren't
in. It's not more my family.
Right, okay. Yeah. Are they on the list?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you, G and Divas, would like Jordan to do it, send us a message. Send Jordan a message. Send us a message. Don't send me any messages. But Jordan or Sexted, send us a message.
Okay.
We'll start a petition on gov.uk.
I might do it, yeah.
We're going to go on to the responses in a minute, but could we just say, and this has given me slight anxiety, and I have actually started this week, I also found time to start writing back to a few G and Divas that sitting on the pile underneath my desk. We came in today, and there was a box in this studio with a couple of things, a couple of letters and artwork that has been sent in with the old studio address. So it sort of gives a rough idea how long it's been sitting there.
It's Ben smiling, isn't
and
it?
Yes. So if I have not replied to you, there's a lovely signed for one here. In fact, we'll live open
Can
it.
Can I open this?
Yes. Oh, that's got a Christmas stamp on it. So that's slightly
Can I? It's addressed to you, but do I have your permission? Is it still illegal to open someone else's mail?
I give you permission.
Okay.
Gosh, this envelope within envelope. This is, oh, it's from Emily.
Oh.
I'm reading this live.
This is 10th of November.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think Emily's put a return address, actually, on this, so at least I couldn't.
This is beautifully written.
Hello, just wanted to say thank you. I've had a rough patch of depression, and the podcast has really helped, so thank you. I find writing and doing stupid doodles really help, so I thought I would combine them. So thank you for everything, and hopefully you like my little Christmas doodles and the Christmas card. And look, she's done little,
oh, bless you,
little doodles, which is lovely.
Well, that's really sweet.
Thank Hagen. You, Emily, and there's a lovely Christmas card. I'm sorry that we are only just opening this, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
This is from Hagen. I never crossed my mind to write to you, but whilst making my way through your and Jordan's newest masterpiece, the Sexted Book, still available now, sextedmyboss.com/book, I felt compelled to address the adoration I have, not just for the podcast, but for you and Jordan as individuals.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Mm. Does that have a return address on it?
It says send nudes at the end.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it addressed to you?
No, it's not. With no needs. And what's this?
Oh, there is a handwritten reply, so I will reply.
What are these?
Well, this is artwork.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Tell us what you see.
It's my three favourite women. Oh, my God. Who sent that? Can we get that? We'll get that looking for stuff.
So sitting on a sofa is, well, above the sofa is Sarah Lancashire's character in Happy
Valley.
What
a shit week!
We've got...
That's a Happy Valley.
Vera Duckworth. No, not Vera Duckworth.
Vera Duckworth.
Vera.
Vera, off of Vera, my favourite. Yes. Detective, I tell you what it is, pet. If you don't confess now, you'll be in that cell faster than you can see Alan Shearer.
Wow, it's really Geordie. Geordie bingo, isn't
Vera.
It? And then there's Maggie Smith's Dowager Lady Grantham character from Downton Abbey.
Don't be so crude.
That was my impression of it.
So we've also got another.
But on there, there's a Burnley flag that says Picky Tea and Diva.
Lovely.
And they've got a Picky Tea on there with Pringles and a pint of Guinness. We are putting that up.
There's a card in the back, Jordan.
There's a card. That's absolutely
also, they've
amazing.
Also sent in, I'm assuming it's the same person, a beautiful, actually, I think this is genuinely actually really good, picture of Diego.
I'm still here, you bastards. I'm still here. No one does impressions of me anymore.
It's black and white. So there's one for Ben and there's one for Jordan.
This is from... Hi, Jordan. I've called this digital painting Picky Tea and Divas. After hearing you talk fondly about Downton Abbey and Vera a few times early on, I thought it'd be
him
fun.
About Downton Abbey? Him talking about Downton Abbey?
I knew there were other shows and other characters I could have, but I figured Vera and Violet best represent Jordan North and Jordan South. Have I changed? That's from Sally. P.S. I've a book recommendation, providing you've not already. Bob Mortimer's autobiography. I've got it. Thank you. recommended show on the BBC. Gone Fishing, proper dad show. Sally. Thank you, Sally. That's so sweet. You're going to see that in the background. That's perfect.
The letter Sally has put for Ben, and obviously we'll keep this safe until he is back. Executive producer Ben and Diego. I've titled this piece Diva Diego. I hope you don't mind me using an old picture from Diego's Instagram as a reference, but I was struggling to know what else to create because you rarely get the opportunity to speak. Hashtag let Ben speak. Although now it's more hashtag letting Ben speak a bit. I eventually settled upon... Don't give me the finger.
I beg your pardon.
I eventually settled upon this portrait and also added in the badge to officiate
Let's
Diego...
Let's see. Let's have a look.
...as a podcast mascot.
Oh, I look gorgeous there. Oh, I would. I look absolutely gorgeous there. Look at my eyes. Oh, stunning. Thank you. Who sent that in?
Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Person.
Oh, it's the same Sally.
There is every chance, because we have only just discovered this in the depths of the box, that maybe, Sally, you did send something in for me. And if you didn't, we've lost it. We're sorry. And if you didn't, I hope you have a terrible Christmas when it comes.
That's an awful thing to say. Thank you, Sally. They're going to be put up. We're going to put them up.
Yes.
Okay. Can you do the problems and dilemmas?
Okay. This is from Emily in Derbyshire. Hi, guys. Just listened to the episode with the frozen owl dilemma and thought I'd email in to say she can take the owl, frozen or defrosted, to her local vets to have it cremated free of charge unless she wants to have the ashes back. I'm a veterinary nurse, so trust me, it won't faze any of the staff. We see all sorts. I could write a book on all the weird and wonderful things I've seen over the years, but my favourite story is the lady who brought a urine sample in from her dog for us to test it. Her only request was to keep the container she brought it in, as it was great for pasta sauce.
How would you get a dog to piss in a Tupperware?
Well, maybe you... I don't know.
Do you milk it and like a tea tin?
That's from Emily in Derbyshire.
Okay. Did he do cremations for your charge at vets?
Well, if you don't want the ashes back.
Oh, what about humans?
I don't think that's free.
No.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to be cremated?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't decided.
We've got Frank's ashes on
yes, I know.
The fireplace now.
Yes. Bless. This is from Claire with no I. Dear William Jordan et al. Al's not here this week. I was listening to Help I've Been Who's Banged... That? Don't worry. Help I've Been Banged Up when you read listeners' dilemmas about their neighbours still having their Christmas decorations on display.
Oh, so many people have messaged me about this.
Mm. I was once told by a very devout Christian neighbour that if you do not take down Christmas decorations on the 12th night, then you must leave them up until Good Friday. I haven't been able to find any proof of this. Maybe William would know more. However, the 12th night rule is a modern one. Historically, Candlemas was at the end of Christmas when you took down the decorations. Imagine how awful all the dead holly and mistletoe would have looked by then. Anyway, I'm with William. It's their house and they can do what they want with their home decor. My neighbours once left their outside fairy lights on until August. I slagged them off mercilessly in private, but smiled sweetly when I saw them. Best wishes, Claire. I agree.
A lot of people had the problem. Just take your Christmas decorations down.
Yeah, I would.
I'm going away for it this year.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not bothering with it this year.
But your tree looks so lovely in one of those rooms. I forget which reception room it was. But it did it look nice?
Well,
you did a really nice job. So do it again.
Maybe.
Because you're not going to go away. When would you go, like on Christmas Eve or?
I don't know yet, thinking about it. I've never done it before, I've never gone away. I love that limbo week. I don't like the run-up. Don't like the run-up.
So would you want to be in the UK for limbo week?
I like that limbo week of just getting up and like...
Yeah, it is crap. Lovely. I think we should extend Easter, and I think there should be a limbo week in between.
You hate the bank holidays.
I hate bank holiday Monday. Easter's early
this year. I don't like it when Easter's in March.
No.
It's better when it's in April, when weather starts turning.
Well, we'll have a word with Lambeth Palace and we'll see if we can move next year.
You've got a glimpse of to how this podcast will sound when we're in our 70s right there. And I still hope we're doing it then.
I do too.
I'll be even deafer. Yeah. Matt? Oh, we'd hate each other then.
Yes, I'll be like on a catheter.
Two cantankerous old...
queens.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
It'll turn into vicious.
Yeah.
Yes, that's basically.
Will it? Okay.
Yeah. It is that now. Dear William Jordan and the rest of the crew, in regards to William's question about balling socks before washing, I have a solution. I use hair bands to keep my socks in pairs.
Who's got time?
They end up as clean as if they were washed singly, and there are no damp problems. And I don't have to spend my evenings pairing socks. Keep up the good work, Emma.
Emma, who's got time to put hair bands on socks?
I think you just have a buy your laundry basket. You just have a little pot with hair bands. You take your socks off, one, two, together, band.
I ain't got time.
In.
I'm doing a Saturday reset tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Channeling.
Oh,
me
you're getting in one day early before Jack.
Yeah. Channeling me in. I'm gonna sort my cupboard out, get my leggings on, tie my hair up, blast out Whitney, and proper do house, top to bottom. What?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to have a really good Saturday reset tomorrow.
Are you?
And I'm not having a beer until, not having a Guinness until
You're not going to treat yourself.
Until Alice is done, it's getting me down. Should see state of my spare room.
Oh, did you have a nice Mothering Sunday last week, by the way?
It was lovely.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you obviously didn't see your mum, but you sent her something.
Yeah. I send her two cards now because they never arrive on time. So I send one via post and one via moonpig.com.
Lovely. This is from Robin. Dear William Jordan...
How's Batman? I'm here all week.
Tumbleweed. Dear William Jordan and the team, on the back of William's brush with the law, I was reminded of a friend of mine who was on his gap year. Having spent a couple of months on a ranch in Australia, he was given a used horseshoe as a memento. He flew to New Zealand to continue his world tour with the horseshoe in the bottom of his rucksack. He got stopped at the X-ray machine on his way into New Zealand and was dragged away for questioning. The cops said he wasn't under arrest, but they interviewed him in an interrogation room with a bolted down table and chair. We've all been there. They ended up taking the horseshoe off him, and my friend was let off with a warning, which he had framed and put on his wall. All the best, Robin.
I'm not being funny, but how are you going to hijack a plane with an horseshoe?
Well, you could knock someone out, I guess.
Yeah,
very
but
heavy.
You could throw coffee over him. Like, and don't you put him outside your door for good luck? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
This is from Simone.
And Plumber, it's your problem, please, for the rest of your day.
No, that's Timone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Philosophy.
Dear William, specifically, and hello to everyone else.
I'm a tartar. Sorry.
Dear William, specifically, and hello to everyone else at Sex at HQ.
Oh.
I'm one of your Swiss G&D divas.
Oh, here we go.
My favourite country.
Sorry for calling you Toblerone munching bastards last week.
Genuinely, I nearly asked for that to be cut because I thought if that does get played somewhere and that decides...
I'm so sorry.
But as I said, Jordan's words, not mine. I love Switzerland.
So do I.
Particularly the cells. After hearing about your run-in with the law, I had to get in touch. First of all, on behalf of my fellow citizens, I want to apologise for your experience.
Aww.
The only place that someone like William could get arrested is Switzerland, as we are even more uptight than he ever could be. Thank you. The rules and social norms here are never-ending. Everything from being able to call the police on loud neighbours past 10 p.m. to fines for using recycling bins on Sunday. Although I have never heard of a laser pointer law, I'm not surprised that such a law exists. However, I also believe that you were unlucky and that the law enforcement in the airport was unnecessarily difficult. So I guess what I would like to say is I hope that doesn't give you a bad impression of our country. People like you, William, are actually very well liked here. And I believe... What do you mean people like me? And I believe if you were to spend any more time here, you would come to love our uptight, rule-obsessed society. Jordan, perhaps less so. Kind regards and herzlich Grüße, I think, Simone.
Simone, don't worry about it. So, remember this. Can't recycle on Sundays. Can't be loud after 10. And no bumming on Tuesdays.
It sounds like a wonderful country. I mean, it is a wonderful country. I really liked my time in Switzerland, outside of the cell. It was all very nice. Maybe we should go back.
The Swiss Alps. I'd like to do the Swiss Alps.
Yeah. We could recreate the Sound of Music.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Although that was Austria. But
Can you do... did he do Lindel? Lindt chocolates,
that's yes.
That's from Switzerland, isn't it?
Yeah, home of very good chocolate.
Mm. And offshore accounts. We were all thinking it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what's the population of Switzerland?
Oh, it's not very big. I do agree with what Simone said. When they brought me down into the police zone and the cells, there was nothing going on. So I suspect I might have been used as a little bit of a, well, it gives us something to do.
Yeah.
But because obviously that's because Switzerland is a very safe and secure country in which to live or holiday.
What's the...
just in case it helps.
What's the currency out there? Is it euro?
Swiss francs.
Is it?
Yes. No, remember, they're not part of the EU. They're politically neutral.
Get off the fence, Switzerland.
Switzerland is the fence, I think you'll find.
Sorry, I would actually love to go. It looks like a beautiful country.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Just
what were those pennies with Olin used to get? Pesetas, weren't they?
I mean, a polo mint.
No, before euro when you went on holiday. It was pesetas, weren't it? With a little hole in.
Well, that was Spain, wasn't it?
Yeah. Spain was pesetas. German
was franc.
German was...
drachma or something. Yeah. Or something like that. Hmm. Italy was something else.
What was Italy?
Lira.
Were it?
Were it?
What?
What I love is that sometimes you are very much Jordan South and you go... God, and your vowels become quite posh. And then other times, were it? You're just a funny character.
Next one, please.
No, I finished.
Oh, have you?
Now that's it.
What's a Swiss accent?
I'm not impersonating
please. Is it
the Swiss.
A bit like...
Not whilst it's going through the
Because I'm thinking woodpecker, but that's Swedish.
No.
Off Woody Woodpecker. Woodpecker. What's Swiss? Is it a bit French?
Slightly French. Well, remember, they're sort of a mix of three cultures. Italy, France, and another one.
Italy, France, what's the other one?
German.
Is it? Feinsteigen, Vostong. Ooh la la. Yeah, bravo la pizio, eh? I'll work on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Make it as good as all your other impressions.
Thank you. Hey, my impressions, people were loving the impressions last week.
Oh, loving it.
Especially Roger's impression.
Yes.
Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with us, please. For more sex of news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sexandmyboss.com.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.